So you get a good grade. Mm-hmm. We're leaving high school.
Yes.
And then, so where does it land you?
Yes. So, yeah. So in terms of that, while I was in high school,
yeah,
I still wanted to write.
Yeah.
I knew, in fact, everyone who knew me knew Sheila was going to become a journalist.
Yeah.
I would actually write novels.
Hmm.
I would write books, mm-hmm. not from just high school, but from primary school.
Mm.
Every holiday, I would sit down and write a book
because
I was also reading a lot.
Mm.
I read, you know, from those times of those books we'd read when we used to start with what? Secret Seven, then Famous Five,
yeah.
then Nancy Drew, then Seduced to Dreams, Sweet Valley High, Mills and Boons, then Sidney Sheldon's, Jackie Collins, Daniel Steele's, Robert Ludlum, John Grisham.
Yeah.
I read all those books. In fact, I still read them. I still go back just to remind myself what I read those 30 years ago. So because I was reading so much, I developed like, well, I also want to write. I want to also just put my imagination into word and start writing. So I would write novels. And at the beginning of the time, people would come to me, Sheila, which book did you write? Which book did you release over the holiday? And I'd give them my handwritten, my handwritten book. So I knew I was going to be a writer. And I knew that probably then a career with journalism, in journalism made sense. From an early age, I was also into news, current affairs. I loved news so much.
Right.
I mean, from the time I was in class one, I'd read all the three papers, Kenya Times, Nation, and Standard. My dad would come with them from the office every day. So I would read them back to back.
Wow.
I knew if you wanted to know who was the president of which country, I knew them at very early age.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew that I wanted a career maybe in the news industry because I was interested. I was into current affairs.
Yeah.
I was into civic, you know, when you do his GHC, civic education, I was into that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was interested in, you know, reporting on that. So all through high school, I was working towards that, continuing into, you know, my writing. And but then at one point, I became very much into, I was doing history and government. And I got so much interested in the civic education, government aspect, you know, things around that. Eh? And I thought, and then there'd be this, it was those days of around 97, 98. I remember with the Anyang Nyong'os were big, Kiraitu Murungi, you know, these high-flying lawyers, the Young Turks, and part of the Second Liberation.
Yeah.
And many of them were lawyers and political scientists.
Yeah.
Hey, and then I decided, I want to become a political scientist because I was into, you know, government and all the, how does it work, you know? I wasn't calling it governance then. I think the word governance, I only knew it later. But then I used to just call it, me, I want to be a political scientist. And my dad one day asked me, you mean I'm going to school my child and take you to university to study political science? And then what will you do after that? And I said, I'm going to be an analyst. I'm going to analyze what's happening. Like this guy's doing on TV. And he said, no way. In fact, my dad was a very empowering father. And he never once told us, no, you are going to do this, you're going to do this. But on that one, he told me, that one, no, you'll not go to university to read that. So I shelved that a little bit. And I said, okay, then maybe I can do law. Maybe. If I don't do journalism, maybe I can do law. And in those days, you'd find, if you go back to the veteran journalists, very few of them study journalism as their first degree. You find that they maybe had another first degree, like economics, sociology, education. There are a lot of educationists. And then they would go back maybe to the School of Journalism or KIMC and do a diploma or a postgrad as an additional. So first and foremost, they had other disciplines. And they were very strong journalists because they had an understanding of, they had another background. So I thought, maybe that's what I should do. Instead of going straight on to study journalism, why don't I study something else? And I can continue with my writing. So at some point, I became obsessed with law. And I thought, and also my parents thought that, you're doing well in school. Maybe you can actually get called to one of these top, you know, one of these top courses, since you're not into sciences. Oh, definitely medicine was out of the cards. and engineering, I was not into all those things. So I said the other top course is law. So if you pass, which is likely, you can go do law. So I got convinced, and actually when we're doing my university choices, I just chose law, my university, law, Nairobi University, and then the other two I chose, okay, I think the last one I chose a BA in University of Nairobi. Then University of Nairobi was a big thing. And then I think a BA somewhere else. So I sat for the exams. Unfortunately, I didn't get the marks to do law. And at some point you thought, okay, maybe let's go to a private university. But then I said, no, it's okay. I'll just wait to get called for whatever I'm called for. Mm. I revised my courses. Mm. You know, you have this another opportunity to revise after your courses after your marks have come, your results have come out.
Yeah.
So for that one, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to go do something general. We didn't have much journalism then. In fact, the only university then that was offering something close to journalism was Moi University. Mm. I think it was something to do with information studies. Mm. Yes. And I decided I want to study in Nairobi. Mm. So I just chose Bachelor of Arts, University of Nairobi, Bachelor of Arts, Kenyatta University. Mm. Yeah. That's it. Mm. So I only wanted those two options, and then I would now choose which courses within the Faculty of Arts I would take. So somewhere along the line, my mom convinced me that I should actually go to Kenyatta University, apply for Kenyatta University as my first choice, because Kenyatta University had a summer program where you could actually finish your undergrad in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so she thought, instead of waiting 4 years, and University of Nairobi, many of our people would, you know,
strike.
Yeah, okay, there were those strikes those days, but you'd find that maybe some people are taking 4 years, 5 years, and KU was very regimented. You'd probably just take at most 3 years if you take the summer, if you land during the holidays.
Yeah.
So I selected Kenyatta University, and I was called to Kenyatta University. So I go to KU. Of course, now when you register, when you're registering as a first year, for general degrees like BA or BEd, at that point is when you select your courses.
Yeah.
So for me, I had thought of, well, economics looked so fancy then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my dad had had a background with economics and commerce.
Mm.
So I thought, yeah, and I'd seen some of his university, I mean, his postgraduate and when he was an undergrad, some of his notes, I thought, this looks nice.
Mm.
Yeah, and then one thing I was sure of was also sociology, because I also had fancied, you know, a bit of the development, you know, social work-ish.
Yeah. Mm.
So I thought, I can do sociology, I can do economics. Econ, maybe I can be a business writer or something. You know, I was still thinking in terms of writing.
Mm.
And then literature, because I loved reading. Mm. Literature was just for the fun of it, because I love books. And I'm like, I imagine that we'll just be reading books and analyzing, which is really first nature for me.
Mm.
So those were my units. Those are the ones I chose.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to register, they give you the course outline.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw the courses that were supposed to do for economics from first year to fourth year.
Yeah, not me.
I said, not me. At this point, I won't see the other side of campus. And I was really keen of, I mean, I had so many friends who'd gone through KU.
Yeah.
KU was big on drama and music and culture
you
week. And I was like, I want
experience.
The whole experience.
Yeah.
I'm like, this one, I'll just be spending time in the library. No.
Yeah.
I actually went back, cancelled. Before I left that graduation square where we're registering, I cancelled, I removed economics.
Yeah.
I went and chose Kiswahili because I was also very good in Kiswahili.
What?
Yes. So I said, I'm going to do Kiswahili, English literature, and sociology.
Wow.
And Kiswahili also because I thought, I can actually even become a Kiswahili writer if I keep this up.
Mm.
So yeah, those are the courses I registered for.
Mm.
So we do the orientation, and then the first week of class, my first lesson on a Monday was introduction to Kiswahili, and then the next class was Sijui Historia ya Kiswahili and some other conk words in Kiswahili I can't remember. Wow. I went to that class for 1 hour. Actually, the lecturer is a very good friend of mine right now. He's also in the development sector right now, Professor Kimani Njogu, and I always tell him, do you know I attended one class of yours as a first year? After that class, I went straight to the Faculty of Arts and deregistered myself from Kiswahili. I said, no, this one, again, I will spend too much time reading. I will not see the other side of campus. So I went, I deregistered from Kiswahili and chose English.
Okay.
So, because I was already doing English literature. So now I wanted to do English as a language.
Yeah,
because now, like, okay, now let's just focus. I'm going to do courses that are going to shape me as a writer and as a journalist. So when I come out, I can do my postgraduate, but I'll be ready for it. So that's what I did. I did English, English literature,
and sociology,
and they didn't disappoint me. I did very well. But at the end of the second year, you're supposed to just you can either just focus on one or focus on two, but you have to for sure drop one. So I dropped English. And then I continued on with English literature. Again, because for literature, I was taking a lot of units on writing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of units on creative writing, so I'll do that every year. Mm. And theatre arts. Mm. I was also very much interested in theatre and drama. Mm. And I'd actually won, I'd written a winning play at some point when I was in high school. Mm. So I thought I would be a playwright.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought I'd continue with, you know, be still becoming a playwright. So I was really interested in the plays and the dramas units when I was doing literature. Mm. So I those were my focus areas. Mm. And then of course, sociology. Sociology, yeah. I always said, one day, maybe I'll, when I'm retiring, I'll go work for an NGO. Mm. Maybe I'll do some social work. So let me just do it for later. Yeah. The literature and the English were more for now because I knew I was going to do writing and journalism.
Yeah.
So that's how I continued with my, in terms of my academics.
Yeah.